first and foremost, it is just jam-packed full of some of the most glorious tunes. And, you know, people often say to me, well, you know, he wrote all these other oratorios and on an even bigger scale with grander orchestras and bigger choruses, double choruses. So why haven't they become as popular? And I think it really does come down to the quality of the inspiration. Red hot, white hot. Are there any other colour hots? It really was the ultimate purple patch for Handel. He never really puts a foot wrong.
You know, we often hear these out of context. You know, we hear excerpts from Messiah. What is it like hearing the entirety of the work in person in a live performance on such a grand scale? I can imagine it would be such a visceral experience.
Well, it is. And, you know, having conducted it probably more, well, certainly more than any other choral work. And, you know, I've conducted a fair number of Mozart requiems and Verdi requiems and Brahms requiems. There is something about the Messiah that holds the attention through, you know, the two and a half, 3 hours, however long that particular performance may be. And I think it's partly because he manages the drama so brilliantly. I think this is the consummate opera musician here writing for the secular stage.
Yeah, because you certainly don't have to be a religious person to feel this music. You get goosebumps. So this work is obviously very large. It's in three sections. Take us through some of the high points, if you will.
Well, when I think of the high points in Messiah, I think my mind immediately goes to the choruses. I don't know, maybe partly because I kind of grew up inside them, I feel. As a struggling boy soprano, we at school had to sing some of those Messiah choruses. And then as...
Were those some of your earliest memories of Messiah?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, I couldn't sing most of those Handel choruses then, and I still can't. Even though I'm no longer a boy soprano. But the choruses have a fantastic spectrum of music. That just travels the whole spectrum of emotions for me in those three choruses. I think I always tend to gravitate back towards them. Mm. Oh, there's another good chorus.
There's somewhere in this end of the second part, maybe, do you think? Here in North Carolina are going to be thrilled to hear these Messiah performances. Best of luck on those, and have wonderful holidays. Grant Llewellyn, music director of the North Carolina Symphony, thank you so much. Always a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.